Another day, another interception for yourself. How'd you come up with our big play today?
Oh, man. I feel like it's all God, man. I mean, I feel like I said, it's my time. Just been preparing, like, every day, man. I mean, cut all the distractions. I've just been really focusing on what I'm doing here, making sure I know this playbook, like, the back of my hand, and just really just taking advantage of the opportunities that are given to me. Went through a lot of adversity in Baltimore, so I feel like I owed it to myself to come out here and just perform to my best.
When you say you went through adversity, what are you referring to?
The end of my rookie year, I suffered an ACL, MCL injury, and it kind of threw me off and put me down the depth chart the next year. Didn't really get a chance to prove myself again on defense. Just was limited to just special teams. Fortunately, I got picked up by Philly and just spent last year on special teams too, so that was a little frustrating not being able to go out there and contribute on defense. But this time that I've had in the offseason and getting out here in training camp has been really important for me just to really perfect my craft on defense and just keep getting better at special teams so I can be that all-around player.
You did make yourself known late in the season,
yeah,
with a game-sealing interception against the Giants and Eli Manning. Was that sort of a moment, like an aha moment where finally all that hard work has paid off?
Oh, definitely, man. I was really surprised. I was actually over there just hanging out on the bench and my coach just yelled down. I was like, hey, T. Brooks, we need you. And I was like, man, this is it right here. So I knew they were going to try me as soon as I got in the game, and fortunately he threw it in my direction. I just had to go get it, but that was an amazing feeling, especially in the link over there with all those great fans. But it was a moment that was real special to me just because it was my first career interception, and it just felt like I've been working so hard just to get that moment, and it finally came.
So you're making a bunch of plays in practice day in and day out. How do you keep yourself mentally even keeled, not let yourself get too high after a great day or maybe too low after a bad day?
You got to come out here and compete every day. You never made it. These guys are coming out to compete for a job, so I can't just go have a good day one day and then take off the next day. I try to forget every single day that was in the past, and I just try to come out here and just create even more plays and more plays each and every day. And just my motto is just keep stacking days, man. That's really what I'm going by right now.
In the one team drill, special catch drill in the red zone, you guys didn't allow a single touchdown.
That's awesome. That's what they need out of us. I mean, our coach sets a very high standard. He wants excellence, and we're doing everything we can every day just to achieve that. And we take pride in what we're doing on this field. Every time we step between these lines, they expect something out of us, and we try to give it to them.
Is it something that, as the drill's going on, that you're kind of like, we haven't allowed a touchdown, we haven't allowed a score? Does that surface at all?
You got to play it play by play. I mean, this league, anything can happen at any time. So we really just try to get on our P's and Q's on every play and just make sure we get some good stops. But, I mean, we try to create as much competition out here as we can, and it's great for us. It's iron sharpens iron.
You have Malcolm and Rodney pretty much as the starters, but you and Jalen have one of the better battle of training camp battling for that third spot. How do you guys maintain the camaraderie of, you know, being friends in a DB room, but knowing that at the same time you're competing for the same job on the field?
It's definitely a little weird vibe, I mean, but at the same time, we all try to contribute to each other. We try to help each other as much as we can. We try to absorb as much information as we can from Malcolm and Rod, because they are the starters and they're setting the standard. So we just want to, whoever is chosen to be that third safety, we want to make sure when we go in the game, the standard doesn't change, the tempo doesn't change, and that's what we're both competing for now. In my case, I don't know about everyone else, but I know I come out here and I don't pay attention to everyone else. I eliminate all the distractions, focus on my craft, and I feel like that will handle itself at the end of the day. If I'm fortunate enough to be on this team, man, that'll be awesome, but I'm going to make sure I come out here and give reasons why I should be on this team.